Last Thursday in Dublin, 5 people were injured in a knife attack, including 3 young children. The stabbing took place near an elementary school, where it appears the culprit was targeting children. Riots broke out. This event is just the latest in a long string of violence resulting from the radical globalist immigration scheme. The attacker was ordered to be deported back in 2003, but was given the political support to stay and appeal it, and was arrested earlier this year for possession of a knife and criminal damage, but did not receive a conviction due to a mental health report given to the court. If you've been paying attention, then you will recognize this as a common result of the United Nations replacement migration plan. Children being attacked, women being raped, and perpetrators walking free is now a predictable outcome of forcing an established Christian culture to submit to a foreign, non-assimilating Islamic culture, many of whom are openly seeking to replace the local culture with their own by any means necessary. Radical Islam demands it. If this were a humanitarian effort, then refugees would be expected to assimilate, as they have for millennia. The rule of law depends on it, but this is a globalist invasion, and whether they know it or not, the so-called migrants are being used as an invading force, and instead of being conquered with violence, the native people are being attacked with name-calling, stunned into silence with guilt by being called a racist. But people are starting to wake up to it. 3 out of 4 Irish people understand that they are being guilted into giving away their country, and they oppose it. But the government doesn't care. They are now preparing to pass new hate speech laws that will criminalize possession of materials likely to incite violence or hatred. These laws will make it illegal to criticize immigration policy, which isn't going to slow down anytime soon.
Can you guess what the most popular boy's name was in Galway in 2022?
No idea. Was it Jack?
Tommy?
I'd say it was probably Connor.
Let's say David.
I think it was Sean, was it?
Jack.
Kian?
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 Yeah.
Peter? No.
Patrick?
Richard.
It was not Richard.
Was it? Oh, fuck. Didn't see that coming. It wasn't Richard.
No, would you like to know what it was?
Yeah.
According to the CSO in 2022, the most popular boy's name in Galway was Mohammed.
Oh, yeah. I read that somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Wasn't expecting that, but okay.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
Ah, fuck off. Wasn't Mohammed. In Galway, Mohammed.
Greg Reese reporting. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at infowarsstore.com. Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.